Blog Talk Radio.
Self-respect, intellect, increasing our knowledge to keep ourselves in check.
Positivity is all we need. Together we will
Productions, Toilet Entertainment, in conjunction with Music Mill Entertainment. And we bring you a show each and every week on love, sex, and relationships. So that way we can build better relationships in our community. And tonight's topic is the pregame show. The pregame show is all about. Right now, it's all about that time leading up to Valentine's Day. And this is what we're trying to do here. We're trying to make sure that you are prepared for Valentine's Day and making sure that you're getting the information that you need. You know, what we do before we get to Valentine's Day, what do we do at that point to build a relationship? Because right now, a lot of people are trying to establish relationships as well. So if you're trying to establish relationships now, you better get ready. Called mating season. Mating season is a time when everybody's getting out, getting warm, or hopefully we'll be able to get out a little bit more now because of the pandemic. But there are so many things that we can do in order to build on those relationships. And right now, Ms. Choices has joined us online. Ms. Choices, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Hi, everyone. How are you doing this evening?
Right up. Right. So this is the pregame show, building up for that big day, Valentine's Day, and people are trying to either build their team or try to win with the team that they're on. So a lot of people struggle when it comes down to this time of year because they really know what to do in order to win that person over or to keep the person that they're with right now. What tips do you think are necessary to win a person over when it comes down to this time of year?
A lot of times people get caught up in just having somebody right now instead of having that somebody now and later. So right now, they're in that in-between stage. They're going to keep him for a little bit longer, but if they don't get nothing, he's going to have to go. Like, make your mind up.
Yeah, that's true, because some people get into these relationships pre-Valentine's Day, dip out for that weekend, and then jump right back in, you know, the next week, thinking everything's cool.
Right, like, you have feelings involved a lot of times. So to be so careless with someone else's feelings is, for one, not fair, because when it turns around and it's back on you and somebody takes you through that same thing, you're going to feel some type of way as well, but you're not going to recognize that you did that to somebody else before.
Yeah, there was a thing that was discussed in another one of my pages that I'm involved with, and talking about a lot of women feel at this time that men kind of cheat to kind of get out of the show of Valentine's Day. They cheat around this time of year. That way they don't have to spend all that money on Valentine's Day. And at first I thought, I'm like, okay, that's kind of left field, but, you know, she might have a valid point on that.
I don't think the time of the year means anything when people cheat, because that side chick may want to give too. And no, I don't think that matters. It may just be a little bit more hectic closer it gets to Valentine's Day. And it goes back to see who has feelings involved if they are cheating, because 9 times out of 10, they just didn't start cheating right before Valentine's. It may have gotten a little hectic around that time because of the holiday coming, you know, and chicks be trying to win their spot as well as men be trying to win their spot. It can go both ways.
that's what I really feel like. Okay, this is like a time where relationships are supposed to build to that ultimate peak. A lot of people think Valentine's Day is like the pinnacle of relationships for some reason. Me, I mean, I think it's just another day. You're not putting that work in before Valentine's Day. What makes you think that just that one weekend is going to make a difference? I mean, to me, that's the way I look at Valentine's Day. I don't think it's like that big of a deal, you know?
I mean, it's a big deal. And the reason why it's a big deal is because it's not necessarily what they get for you. It's what everybody else got around you. So if your man is slacking, he gets you a little $5 bear and you know, some $2 candy from Walmart and call it a day. Your friend over there may got an edible arrangement, some roses. Like, it's a competition. Like, men have to step up. But also, women need to step up as well, because men want to be spoiled too. At Valentine's Day, I don't believe it's just about the women. Like, you have to share this.
Thank you. Thank you. So what can the women need to do as far as building up to that, you know, that pregame show, trying to get, you know, just make sure that the men feel involved in Valentine's Day as well, because who's looking at it like, okay, we about to go broke, you know, and they get showered with all this type of stuff. What are we going to get? Same old stuff we get every single weekend.
No, you have to get creative. I mean, you have to be creative. If you on a potluck budget, then be on your potluck budget. Dollar Tree got 1,000 things you can get for $5 and then spruce your little area up, because I'm telling you, a placemat, a little candle, and a meal that you cook with your EBT card is perfectly fine if that's all you can afford. There's nothing wrong with that. Be proud of that, okay? Because he probably ain't gonna eat no better nowhere else.
And then she was like, oh, that's what's gonna get me? Really? Oh, this Dollar Tree crap?
Well, then, if that's the case, and if that's her response, and she already know you in the struggle, then that's not the person you need to be with no way.
So that means you have to go on find a new team or ball out with her, because yeah, that's where a lot of, you know, from a man's perspective, a lot of men feel like, okay, you know, I gotta find a minimum amount to spend on her. And try to prep for this, you know, a couple weeks in advance. That way I make sure I don't mess this thing up.
I think you should know your audience. I think you should know your lady. You know what I'm saying? If you are not extravagant any other time of the year, not on a birthday, not on Christmas, anything like that, she probably expects for you to be extravagant on Valentine's Day. Like, but I'm saying you got to know your audience and know your budget, because no real woman wants you to break the bank, because then you got to recover. You know, be smart about it. And if you really want to blow her mind, you can plan ahead of time, you know, make some payments. Nobody has to know. You know, be creative. Just don't jump out there and then you're stuck. Don't do that.
Right, exactly. It's two, you know, Valentine's Day is 2 weeks away from when we're talking right now. So a lot of people are trying to figure out the things that can be done in order to make sure that they're right for Valentine's weekend, especially since Valentine falls on a weekend this year. So the expectation is you got to go out there and you got to show out, because even though we're in a pandemic and a lot of stuff ain't open, there's a few things that you can do to go out there and show that person that appreciate you love us. So when it comes down to the couple that are together, and they've been together for a long time, a lot of times things get stale, things get stagnant, and don't know what to do in order to prepare Valentine's Day. So for those couples, what do you suggest them to do?
I mean, if you have time, like you say, have prep time, my suggestion is, it is pandemic time, but you can also local travel, you know what I'm saying, and wear your mask, you know, keep your hand sanitizer on you, but you can local travel to, well, it's snowing now, not the mountains, stay away from the mountains, it's snowing up there, go to the beach, you know, you got Ashburn, you have Airbnb you may want to go to for the weekend, but if you're going to book it, you better be booking it like today or have already done it, because there are other people having these ideas. But let's say you can't book anything. Kick the kids out, find you a sitter. You may not can't get the weekend, but you can definitely get a night, you know, and make your home or your apartment or your house or town, whatever, turn it into a wonderland for your woman. You know what I'm saying? Or vice versa, women turn into a wonderland for your man. You know what your man wants. Give him something he doesn't get normally. Everybody can get some coochie, but, you know, do something else before you do that.
Right. You know? Exactly. Yep, exactly. That's what I think, you know, man, we want to see some creativity on that end too. You know, sexy lingerie, that's cute and all, but is it about just that? Especially if we've been in a relationship for a long time. It's like, okay, yeah, you know, we're going to do the candy and the flowers and the teddy bears and all that type of stuff. But if you've been together for 15 years, you know, how many teddy bears can you get? I mean, you know, the flowers going to get stale after 2 weeks. So for, you know, from a man's side, also try to figure out if you're that person who cooks a lot, cook something. You know, maybe get a HelloFresh or cater, or, you know, call DoorDash and bring something in, because you know, restaurants are kind of shaky right now with the pandemic, you know, depending on where you're at. So men, you know, try to switch it up a little bit, peek into some of the things that maybe he's been looking at and try to do that. And also, you know, certain places, I mean, you know, certain places are colder, places are warmer, but it hasn't been that been a very cold winter. So maybe plan something that you can do outside at least for a little while, or something to effect where, you know, where you're a safe place, at least do something that's different, something unusual, something that's not the norm. And I think we get lost in the fact that we've known each other for so long.
And we do, and we get comfortable, and it can get boring and all that great stuff. So my thing is, and this is me and my little suggestion in my little mind. When you've been with someone for a long time, you have to get, you know, creative. Create your own red room, right? Change your bedroom change the light. And, you know, your spotlight is red. And when he come home, he see that red light, he, you know, he might be a little excited. You know what I'm saying? Or do something simple. Have him sit down, let him get a good shower, massage him down in oil, you know, massage his legs, massage his feet. I always suggest that men get pedicures and manicures. That's just me. But massage his legs down, massage his feet down. I'm not sure what kind of job he has, but, you know, relax him. And then if you're a person of words, you know, read him a poem. You know, or read them an excerpt from a book or something. And not only read it, make it something that you can both interact with and not make it one-sided. So if he's not that normal person that steps outside of that box, bring him out of his box a little. You know, you don't have to rush him out. Bring him out a little and see, you know, if he's willing to go along with it. He may ask you for more, vice versa. You know, women, you have to lean back sometime and not always want to take control of these situations and let your man lead. That's what he's here for. You know, let him have an idea Just don't keep telling him what you want. Let him surprise you every once in a while. You hope. Cross your fingers.
You hope. I just snuck it in. You hope. So you're saying, that we, you know, that's been a predictable time? Is that what you're trying to say?
Absolutely. Men wait and listen. And we was talking about this on Facebook earlier in the week. This man said you have to listen. I said you do have to listen, but can you not read between the lines? Can you not see with your eyes? Can you not feel the emotion? Can you not feel the energy around that makes you want to, you know, not only just listen, but also do something outside of the box? Because nobody wants a parrot. Because if I have to tell you everything to do, what's the purpose of me telling you? I might as well do it myself. You know, don't just listen. Be creative. You know, she may have said that she wanted to take a trip, but you know you can't afford a trip. So you create a trip for her. You know, blindfold her, send her on a thing, food tasting, I hope anything, just be silly, you know. But, yeah, men are very non-original po things. Not all of them. Not all of them, but a lot of y'all.
So that was an interesting topic in the week. Like, we're on this page of Relationship 101, and the topic was get the life of your dreams by doing one simple thing, listening. So it turned out, you know, how you listen could be either just listening to, you know, to the subtle hints that she gives, or he might be saying just kind of listen, like kind of talk about, or maybe just that vibe, feeling the vibe. And that, I think that's, you know, that made it very interesting.
Yeah, because like you said, Valentine's Day is coming up. He can be listening to what she wants. She can be telling him she wants shoes, a bag, and blah, blah, blah. Don't get me wrong. She probably wants all of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you know what your budget is, you know, and you can't just think about just her. And then maybe you want to be creative, buy, you know, little small things to lead up until Valentine's Day. Make it special that way and then give her a big gift on Valentine's Day. But listening is one thing. But if you can find something that's an original that you just came out the blue with to do for her, I promise you it'll mean so much more. Not saying she ain't gonna ask for her bag. I ain't saying she not. But you still need to find something that's outside of listening, having an idea, having a thought, you know, following through with that thought. Stuff coming from your heart means so much more than when it come out your pocket.
No, that's a good point right there. That's very, very true. And once again, this is a Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Team, and we're talking about the pregame show, getting ready for Valentine's Day and what you have to do to really just get your feelings out, you know, on that particular day and how to prep for that before you get there, because a lot of people don't know. People don't either take the time to understand who they're with or don't put the effort in to make sure that this knows that you appreciate them, that you care for them. So here's another scenario, I would say. What if the person working really busy and skips out on Valentine's Day, just like, man, you know what, completely forgot, didn't think about it. I've seen a lot of relationships, you know, kind of shatter just over that factor.
Because people remember what they want, and you're important to people when they make an effort to show you that you're important. Because Valentine's Day will be on the radio, it'll be in commercials, it'll be in a store, you know, it's a whole bunch of reminders about this day. So for someone to say they forgot or completely ignored it, no, they didn't ignore the holiday. They ignored the person that they're with, and that hits a lot heavier. Or you get that day after gift, because if you get that day after gift, she's going to be wondering what you was doing on Valentine's Day that you that delayed. what had you so preoccupied that you couldn't be with me, so I can understand how relationships can go bottom up like that.
Very good point. Very good point. So everybody's taking this right here. We got a few minutes left. We always have this section called Case of the X, but this is actually Case of the Present. So this is a topic that that was brought to my attention, and it was about someone whose man wanted to bring another woman in for one night. And she was thinking about doing it for Valentine's, but she's really hesitant about that. So, did her doing just to make sure that he's happy? Or should she, with her gut, just rely on her gut and say, you know what, this might not be the best idea, especially for Valentine's Day?
Know your mate, because you have to ask yourself, is he going along with this because I asked him to, or is it something that we mutually decide that we could do together? First off, don't bring that heifer to your house. Second off, you know, make sure she has no contact, leave a cell phone in the car. You know, things like that, because you have to be careful about yourself. You have to protect yourself. I'm not telling you not to do it. I'm just saying be cautious. You can handle your business however. I mean, have fun with her. But knowingly knowing that you're going into this and you're going to have to see your significant other lay pipe possibly with the next chick. Or you may have things like she can only, you know, give him head or something. Maybe she's there for the wife, you know. In reality, right. She just may be there for the wife, and the husband just might be a sideshow, and he just don't know it yet, you know. So you have to be careful, but I think an adult conversation would have to be had before you would make that step. But, I mean, me personally, I'd be interested to see. So I'm just saying, let me know.
Yeah, I will definitely let you know about that, because that is definitely an interesting Valentine's Day present to give to someone. But, you know, if you're talking about being creative and doing something different, you know, you can't definitely change the pace, because you're bringing some another element into the relationship on a day where it's typically designed for the two of you to be intimate, you know, alone, you know, separately. So that is a unique thing, but it also could be maybe a one-time thing, or it could develop into something that could cause issues down the line. So who knows how that can play out, because, you know, you do it on Valentine's Day.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. You know,
yeah,
sex, drugs, and rock and roll. You mean, throw it in the wind. It really, and this is my thing, if that's something that somebody wants to do, go ahead and get it, and if nothing else, go ahead and get it out of your system, because you don't want that woulda, shoulda, coulda thing. You know, protect yourself, be safe, you know, but have fun. And like you say, it could cause problems, but if they adults about it in the beginning and keep it real with each other, it'll be fine. But don't get your man strung out there. He's going to be expecting it and you ain't ready. Then you're going to have a problem.
Or she get strung out there and then he'd be like, I wasn't ready for this. So it can happen both ways.
Yeah, too, because men are jealous.
Mhm. Very, very. And it also happens on Valentine's Day when people see on Facebook, you know how everybody's treating, how their man's treating their woman, and you know she's gonna be like, yo, what about this? You saw what your boy did over there. Why didn't I get that?
Yeah, but you know what? Back to the topic on the couples. Let's say flip it. What if she says she want another guy? You know what I'm saying? But what about that? You know, that may be her fantasy as well. It may not also be a female. Can a man handle that? You know, can he handle seeing his wife with another man?
I would say probably about 80% of men probably would not be able to handle that, because they don't want to see another dude with their woman. But, you know, once again, you got to have that conversation where it's understandable, because personally, you know, if that's what she wants and if that's something that she's fantasizing about, it's about making sure you fulfill those fantasies in a he's going to have to deal with. You know, so that's something they're going to have to work out. But, you know, I'd say 85, 90% of men would be like, hell no.
That's so sad. Men always get what they want, and women's always got to settle. So tragic.
There you go. See?
So tragic.
It's tragic. Okay. Maybe the women just want to test the man to see what he's thinking. I don't know.
Okay, I can get the testing part, but the thing is, if she tests him once, right, and he's like, halfway there, whatever. The second time that she tested me, he like, come on, girl, we're going to find her. Well, since the last time I talked to you, girl, I met Susie over here, and I've been talking to Susie, and Susie said, are you ready for that? That's the question you have to ask. Are you ready for that? And let's say it works. Are you willing to make it a commitment thing, you know, and how far are you willing to go? Like you say, is this going to be a one-night surprise? Or a continuous surprise, what would Valentine's Day bring is the question. Leading up into it, trying to get to that day to try to make it special for your significant other, what will it bring? What will you do to make sure that you make the Valentine's transition? You know, you kick out the field goal and, you know, get the game going. That's the question. What's
that
your pregame show?
What's your pregame show? That's what our show is about. Thank you for listening to Love Talk tonight. And right now, you better get the game plan ready. You only have a couple weeks left. So the game begins now. Get it ready, get it right, and make sure you live life whenever you're doing. So I appreciate you listening to the show tonight. This is Love Talk. Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. And always, if you have any suggestions, you can hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You have all my different. How can they contact you?
They can hit me up on Facebook at Miss Toya Choices, or you can hit me up on Instagram, Miss Choices, MZCHOICEZ.
All right. And thank you for listening once again. And until next time, we'll talk.